If Championship Man had a penny for every time he was asked where he first met his wife, truth to tell, it was love at first sight. Their eyes met across an overcrowded carnival. Championship Man was on the door. He was treasurer of the club, and they were building dressing rooms. Teresa was not deflected by sideburns so dense they could comfortably house a pair of nesting crows, or the airplane collars that rose up to block the last of the evening light. Indeed, she even overlooked the white flares that were so last year, if not the year before that, or the year before that too. It was the only time anyone could remember Championship Man abdicating his duties. He just left the biscuit tin in the hands of another and took to the floor. He threw her out and wheeled her back in with considerable grace to the strains of Papa Hoo Mau Mau. When Teresa could barely contain a gushing, heaving yes to his request for a second date, a trip to a county minor championship doubleheader the following day, and in a neighbouring county at that. Championship Man knew he had found a keeper. And he didn't mean Paddy Cullen or Big Mike Keneally. She had just come out of a difficult relationship with a panel beater who had a few rough edges. She tried to knock them out of him, but couldn't. She was Championship Man's first serious girlfriend, unless you wish to include the nurse from Temple Derry he met in the Isle of Man 2 years earlier. As he often joked to his travelling companions, all single men in those days, sure he didn't even get past the preliminary round with her. Championship Man and Teresa's relationship was governed by a charming consistency. Saturday nights to Rowley Daniels or the Plattermen, Sunday catch the county team training on their way to a sevens or a gold medal tournament. And later that night, a few quiet, reflective drinks in the back bar, each sufficiently relaxed in the company of the other that they felt they could while away hours on end without even passing a word, and generally did, apart from the nights when they picked their best team of the previous 10 years. After a whirlwind 9-year courtship, they married. In November, of course. On a Saturday, of course. The happy couple toured Ireland on their honeymoon. It was back in the time when they got a few league games out of the way before Christmas. "There are worse ways of starting out life together," remarked Championship Man wistfully, "than down against Derry in Ballinascreen. Draw a match, by the way," he says. "God be good to Ambrose Rogers." They've been blessed with 6 kids, the 5 youngest ones, all girls, sharing Championship Man's fascination with the games of the Gael. "We reared them well," he often says to Teresa, and they're jiving along to their favourite Sean O'Dowd and Ding-a-ling tribute band. Sometimes the best way to do more for your kids is to do less. Ah, we're getting nostalgic in our old age. It's the weekend that's in it. Championship Man's second girl is taking the hand of the Nicky Rackard Cup hurler from Sligo in marriage. On Saturday, of course. Early in the day, of course. The meal will be rushed so they can catch the second half of Monaghan Armagh. And damn it to hell if they aren't flying out till Monday morning. If you see the happy couple in the Lower Hogan Sunday, wish them well. And if you see himself and Teresa there too, hum a few bars of a dance hall favourite, just for old time's sake.